It was raining the first time I saw my tower. That is, the first time I saw it in reality. In my mind, I'd seen it many times before. Standing by the ocean, looking out of a train window at night. Even the structure I made with blocks as a child was this same tower that long ago. My heart beat faster than the raindrops as I looked up and saw it painted against the sky. The outside of the building was as beautiful as the outside of anything can be. But the inside was pure enchantment. The elevator operator was Merlin. My feet touched the magic carpet as I ran down the hall. And the key that I turned in the lock was Aladdin's lamp. As I entered the tower for the first time, I knew that at last I had found contentment. A home that I would leave many times, yet never really leave. I went over to the window and looked out at my beloved town. The buildings were constant flames, bright and shining, stronger than the rain. And on the street below were the people that built that fire and kept it alive. 7 million keepers of the flame. The sound of traffic on a New York street creates a strange music. It is an orchestra conducted by the Statue of Liberty with the words engraved forever on her side. It is a great organ, played upon by Father Knickerbocker, master organist. I opened my tower windows wide to let the music in. Gaiety often found its way into my tower. Night after night, it was filled with happy people. Thin happy people, fat happy people, tall happy people, short happy people, old, young, many races from many places. My tower was filled with nice neighborly sounds. Phones ringing, knocks upon the door, many conversations competing madly for attention, and the heartwarming sound of people laughing out loud. We talked mostly about New York, the concerts we'd attended, the humidity, the plays we had seen, the humidity, the musicals on Broadway, and the humidity. We had artists, we had businessmen, we had musicians, and we had a wonderful waiter, a waiter named Noah.
Noah!
Noah!
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah?
Here comes Noah now.
Say, Noah.
Hmm?
We're gonna have some fun.
Hmm.
Empty the ashtrays. Get out some ice. 'Cause we're having a party and the people are nice. Clear off the table. Order some chow. 'Cause we're having a party. Right now! Come in. Come in.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Bess.
Please excuse this awful mess.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Faye.
Hi, Pete.
There's a chair over there by the window seat.
Nice place you got here.
We like it.
Hot, isn't it?
Awful.
Must be 20 minutes after.
That's a pretty dress you're wearing, Mrs. B.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear.
But where is your husband, Mr. B?
He's working at the office, I fear.
And he'd better be.
Tell me, how's your brother Ben?
Brother Ben has a traveling yen. He wants to leave the milling throng and throng around the mill. He's threatening to leave us and he will. It seems that 7 million people are too many for Benny. Benny must be nuts.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. But you'd better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
Because I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldier's Field and it's on a nice lake.
But it hasn't got the hansoms in the park. It hasn't got the skylines after dark. That's why New York's my home. Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's near an ocean of some size.
But it hasn't got the Bowery or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks. That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues. And one of our larger rivers runs by.
But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet. That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say.
But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it rains. That's why New York's my home. Take your California, New York's my home, sweet home.
So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. Save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. Don't go anywhere. So, Brother Ben, you'd better stay right there.
Empty the ashtrays. Get out some ice. 'Cause we're having a party. And the people are nice. And the people are nice. And the people are nice.
One day love found its way into my tower. Love came through the door with a big bundle of happiness under her arm. Love walked in and took me by the hand. And the sound of a million violins filled the room. And each note that they played became a glance, or a sigh, or a kiss. Love sought out my tower like a stranger far from home, but in a little while, two strangers became friends. And we knew that no matter where the sound of music should lead us, the tower would always be our home. Inevitably, sadness found its way into my tower in Manhattan. A sadness born of the thought of leaving. No lovers taking separate paths ever experienced more regret than I, as I looked for the last time at my adopted city. It was twilight, and as I opened the window, the music of Manhattan came whirling in, singing a song, not of the past, not of despair, but of the days to come. A clean, healthy song with words of hope and promise. A promise that someday the tower would be mine forever. Hours later, I could still hear the faint strains of this music as I sat on the westbound train, watching darkness sail along the Hudson. And as I thought of my friends and my dream and my love, my sadness left me and I began to smile. For I knew that someday I would return, that I must return. For I left my heart behind in that tower in Manhattan.